Unit 10, Uncovering the Past. Reading A. The Army's True Colors. The first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, accomplished a huge amount during his rule. Between 221 and 210 BC, he started the construction of the Great Wall. He built a large network of roads. He introduced a new writing system, currency, and set of measurements. The emperor also ordered the construction of a huge army of life-size terracotta soldiers. These, he hoped, would protect his tomb after his death. Lost in Time. The soldiers in Xi'an's Terracotta Museum are today light brown, but they weren't always. They began as an army of red, blue, yellow, green, white, and purple. Sadly, most of the colors did not last to the present day. After being exposed to air during excavation, the coating under the paint began to fall off. The paint disappeared in less time than it takes to boil an egg, taking with it important pieces of history. New techniques. Now new techniques are starting to reveal the army's true colors. Archaeologists have recently discovered an area with more than 100 soldiers. Many of these still have their painted features, including black hair, pink faces, and black or brown eyes. Chinese and German researchers have developed a special liquid to help preserve the soldiers' colors. After they find a soldier or other artifact, archaeologists spray it with the liquid. They then cover it in plastic. Back to life. Archaeologists are also finding colors in the dirt around the soldiers. It's important not to disturb the dirt so the colors won't be lost. "We are treating the earth as an artifact," says archaeologist Rong Bo, the museum's leading chemist. "The next challenge," says Rong, "is to find a way to apply the colors to the army again. Once that happens, artists can bring Emperor Qin's army back to life in full, vivid color."